I'm fully aware of the fact that everything I say is going to change everything for that patient, and that nothing is the same again. And they may not hear much of what I say. I think that if you're straight with patients and you tell them what you know and what you don't know, and that you tell them that you're going to quickly try to figure it out so that they are not sitting there waiting a long period of time to find out what's going to happen to them, that's a big step forward.
Now, one of the most common therapies is the taxanes. Can you kind of go through what the three available taxanes are and sort of what the differences are?
Currently, there are three taxanes that are approved. There's paclitaxel, which is a cremophore formulation of the active molecule, which is paclitaxel. What that means is paclitaxel is very insoluble. It's hard to get it to go into water. So to get it to go into water, you need to use a detergent. And the detergent that is used is called cremophore. This particular detergent, it's almost as if one's thinking about mixing oil and vinegar, for example. You know, you have to shake them up to get them to go into solution, and the minute you let them sit, they separate. Well, if paclitaxel wasn't solubilized with something, it wouldn't get into the bloodstream. The problem with the agent that it's solubilized in, the detergent, is that that detergent can cause some allergic reactions. And it requires the patients to take steroid medication, high doses of steroids, which many people don't like because they cause weight gain and insomnia, trouble sleeping, and they can exacerbate diabetes and make it worse, make blood sugars go up elevated, can take non-diabetic people and raise their blood sugars. So that's the oldest drug that we have that was the first of the taxanes to be FDA approved. The second taxane that was FDA approved, and these were approved in the early 1990s. The second one was docetaxel or Taxotere, and that was FDA approved in around 95. And that drug also requires a detergent solubilization step, and it's a different one. But it too is associated with allergic reactions and a lot of fatigue and tearing and fluid retention and numbness and tingling. And when given over long periods of time, is relatively poorly tolerated. And I don't like to use that drug chronically. It also has a steep dose response curve, which means that you do better when you give that drug every 3 weeks at a higher dose than weekly, whereas paclitaxel or Taxol does better when given weekly. The response rates are higher and patients do better. Their cancer is controlled better. The third taxane that's been FDA approved is one called nab-paclitaxel, and it goes by the trade name of Abraxane. And this drug, the NAB stands for nanoparticle albumin bound. So this formulation doesn't require detergent solubilization to get it to go into the bloodstream. The active molecule is surrounded by a shell of a protein that's in patients' bodies and all of our bodies called albumin. And this allows this molecule to get into the bloodstream and presumably into the tumor. And this medication doesn't require premedication with steroids. So it has some advantages because of that. There probably will be other taxane-type drugs that will be approved down the road. There's another one that's been studied called ixabibolone. There are other ones out there that are being studied. And hopefully we'll have more of these agents. But these are the three currently available. There are still rare patients that can have severe hypersensitivity reactions, even leading to cardiovascular collapse, dropping of the blood pressure, and landing in the hospital. It's usually recover relatively quickly, but it has been described. In the randomized trials for where patients have had steroid premedication with paclitaxel, that risk is less than 1%. So it's very rare, but it does occur.
What kind of side effects do these premedications have?
The standard dosing for Decadron with paclitaxel is 20 milligrams, 12 hours, and 6 hours before receiving paclitaxel when it's given at the higher dose formulation, or 175 milligram per meter squared every 3 weeks. You don't need that before weekly therapy at a lower dose, but patients still require IV Decadron before that to prevent these allergic reactions. I usually use Decadron at 2 milligrams twice a day the day before docetaxel, although the original trials looked at it for longer, and the FDA packaging insert, I think, still indicates longer duration. It was originally 5 doses, and then it was dropped to less. But standard practice is typically just 2 doses currently.
And what kind of problems or side effects do these steroids cause?
Fluid retention and swelling. elevated blood glucoses, trouble sleeping, feeling like you can't rest, fatigue that hits you later after the drug is out of your system, a pink hue to the skin. Some people feel really bad. They describe kind of bad feelings. The word that medically we use is dysphoria, the opposite of euphoria. When you're up, some people get up and they can clean their house and feel animated, and then some people feel bad. And it's hard to describe exactly how bad they feel, but they do.
How long does it last?
Some people can get a psychosis with steroids. It usually lasts about a day or so. Some people get manic with steroids.
Hyper.
Very hyper. And then a lot of people will describe a real weakness and fatigue afterwards. A lot of people will describe worsened hot flashes around the time of taking Decadron and night sweats.
I mean, like menopausal kind of hot flash?
Very common. For people who are already having them, they can be worse. And that can really bother people. So not only are they insomniac from the steroids, but they're hot flashing. Very unpleasant.
So it sounds like being able to avoid that is a significant advantage.
It is an advantage.
What about the infusion time for the Abraxane compared to the other taxane?
It's shorter. It's 30 minutes. In the studies that we and others have done, and the FDA-approved duration of treatment is 30 minutes.
How does that compare to the duration with the other two taxanes?
Well, it's 3 hours for the 175 per meter squared every three-week dosing of paclitaxel. It's an hour for the lower dose, and for docetaxel, it's about an hour. So it's shorter.